Blog Talk Radio.
Time again as we finish up Philadelphia with Marianne Costello, Sal Tartaglia, the guest is Susan Yamamoto. We are now in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, so not too far. We just go to the other side of the state. And this is where we find the Wrestle Talk across the country. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, alongside Ralph Williams, Bubba Brewer, Smoking Jim Frazier, playing the Godfather. He's got the ladies, and we've got 60 minutes of pure hell. But wrestling and anything else that's on your mind. 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, 60 minutes goes by quick. We understand. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast Platforms. Wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay down that platform, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Ralph, we'll start out with you. We'll give it over to Bubba, and then we'll give it over to Smoking Jim. How are you, and how can people get a hold of you?
Thanks, Mark. It's great to be here, as always, every Thursday night here at 7:30 on Block Talk Radio, 347-205-9631. Call your friend, call your cousin, call somebody. You can get a hold of me at ralphwilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and my YouTube channel. I have several archived versions of several shows that I do as well, including the Sports Corner radio show with myself and Smoking Jim Frazier. And don't forget Tuesday, 5 to 6 p.m., Beaver County Radio, 99.3 FM, 1230 AM, 1460 AM, live on Beaver County Facebook page, YouTube channel, their website, and their app that you can put in their phone, Beaver County Radio. And also now on www.rwmedia.org. Our guest this coming Tuesday, August 1st, we will have Ed Nicola on to talk local high school football. And then at 5:30, Tad Morey from Duquesne football to talk about Duquesne football, Duquesne Dukes football. We'll talk about Steeler training camp, the Pirate trade, a whole lot more coming up on Tuesday with myself and Smoking Jim Frazier.
Wow. Bubba, welcome again to this great show. How can people get a hold of you, and how are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing real good. Thanks, guys, for having me back on. Love the show. Everybody can get a hold of me at the Triple B Experience. It's on YouTube, Spotify, and Facebook. We have numerous shows. I just had Ralph on last night. We talked Pittsburgh Steelers football on the Triple B Black and Gold Dynasty show, and you can follow me on Twitter at @Brewer_Bubba, and you can email me at triplebb77.official@gmail.com. So I'm ready to talk wrestling, guys.
Here we go. Smoking Jim, how are you, my brother?
I'm doing great, Mark. You can catch me on Instagram at Smoking Jim Frazier, Facebook.
Okay, well, we'll start out with you, Ralph. You'll give you the get the first topic, and then we'll get Bubba. Smoking Jim will have a topic to elaborate on, and then I'll throw the fourth and final one. What's on your mind? Where do you want to go?
Okay, first, I have to pay some bills here, Mark. So first we're going to get into our sponsors here. Amped Up Sports, Sideline Sports, and Let's Talk Sports are our national sponsors. And I want to talk to you today about our studio sponsor, First Line Consulting Services. Check out my website. It was done by First Line Consulting Services. Their number is 1-877-926-6982. All right, take a look at it, www.rwmedia.org. And they will manage your website, upload your videos, one low monthly price. Give them a call today. That number again, 1-877-926-6982. Now, tonight I have something very special for you. We have a somewhat new sponsor, Sleep Pittsburgh. But get this. I got my memory foam mattress yesterday, everybody. And guess where I got it from? Sleep Pittsburgh. Call them today, 412-462-7858. Not only do they have good prices on beds, but they also have free delivery and, get this, instant finance, no credit check. So if you need a bed in a desperate way, or if you need a bed, period, a lift chair, a futon, or if you need bunk beds for the kids, Sleep Pittsburgh, 412-462-7858, or visit them at 8th Avenue in Homestead. Also, another new sponsor, the group Bon Journey. That's Bon Jovi and Journey. They are a cover band in Pittsburgh, the best, the original, since 2006. This Saturday, Bon Journey will be at the McDonald Fest. This Saturday, the 29th, 7:30 p.m. in McDonald, Pennsylvania. Go check out Bon Journey. Start time for the show, 7:30. The best Bon Jovi and Journey tunes around. All right, guys, we're going to get started today. I'm going to get started with ROH. They had a Death or Dishonor pay-per-view. We're going to go over the matches that happened, and then we can get some comments. Later on, I have some breaking WWE news, breaking, that I just got before the show. And I also got some AEW stuff as well. So we're going to be pretty jammed up today, and I got a real nice top 10 for everybody. All right, Death of Dishonor. Josh Woods, he beat the one in the Pure Rules match. Action Andretti and Darius Martin beat the Work Horsemen, Legit Leah Hirsch beat Trish Adora. A.R. Fox, I'll tell you what, I said A.R. Fox is a good wrestler, and he is. He beat Shane Taylor. Believe me, I've seen Shane Taylor live, and this guy's 400 pounds. If he could beat Shane Taylor, and Shane Taylor's a good wrestler, was once a TV champion in ROH. Gravity beat the Commander. And then Samoa Joe, he beat Dalton Castle. That was a good match. Dalton Castle's a good wrestler, despite the fact Samoa Joe's a better wrestler. Aussie Open and Kyle Fletcher are the new tag team champions. So I just want to let everyone know that one. They won their match. The Gates of Agony retained their six-man belts. And Shibata beat Daniel Garcia. Daniel Garcia's been sort of on a little bit of a losing streak lately. All right. And Fight for Dishonor, the Dark Order, beat the Righteous, which I was quite surprised on that one, but that's what happened there. ROH World Championship, Claudio Castagnoli beat Pac after Pac teamed up with them in that War Games cage match they had, teamed up with the Blackpool Combat Club. ROH Women's Championship, Athena beat Willow Nightingale. All right, we'll get into some other stuff. First, let's go around the table. Any comments on this? We'll start with you, Smoking Jim.
I tell you what, Ralph, no, I don't really have any comments, man. You broke it down very nicely, brother.
All right, Bubba.
Well, the ROH Heavyweight Championship with Claudio versus Pac was phenomenal. And he just picked him up and threw Pac out of the ring like yesterday's laundry. And I thought that would be the main event, but it wasn't. It was a ladies' match, which totally surprised me.
Yeah, that shocked the heck out of me, man, when I saw that. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, there seems like they're pushing Willow, like, to the moon right now. And she's a great performer, but I don't know if the ladies' match should have been the main event. And all those Ring of Honor stuff, they just put too much on their pay-per-views. That's just my opinion.
All right, Mark.
Well, the other one, Samoa Joe one, is the one, man, that really stood out on mine. I like Samoa Joe a lot. I don't know what you guys think of it, but Samoa Joe, man, is, you know, I've always liked him, even in WWE, you know, when he was here and now over here. It's just, I've always liked his gimmick. And yeah, that was a little disappointing having him lose.
Well, no,
he won. He beat Dalton Castle.
Oh, no, I didn't know that he won that. I thought he had lost that one.
No, he beat Dalton.
I didn't see it. I thought he lost. Oh, okay.
No.
And guys, let me say something real quick. The reason why he was on that pay-per-view, because of the Hollywood strike, because he couldn't promote this Twisted Metal TV show that he was
doing.
So that was
something about that, but I didn't know he lost. I thought he lost. I didn't watch the pay-per-view, but I thought he lost.
Oh my. All right. Speaking of that, we'll talk about that with the WWE later on, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes here. First, let's go over some real quick. I have a lot of WWE news, so we're going to go over some real quick AEW stuff here real quick. It's getting close. It looks like Chris Jericho possibly joining up with Don Callis. Everyone was kind of hoping that wouldn't happen. It looks like it's probably going to happen. Supposedly next week on Dynamite, he's going to team up with Fushida or whatever his name is there, and they're going to go up against Daniel Garcia and Sammy Guevara in a tag team match. So, all right, that's going to happen. Jack Perry has become a heel, said that the FTW championship is not real, which it's got under Taz's skin a little bit. So Taz sent out Jerry Lynn, and he came out and challenged Jack Perry to a match coming up real soon as well. Also, let's see what else we have here that I have. The Lucha Brothers, I couldn't believe this. They beat the Blackpool Combat Club and the Best Friends in a triple threat match. And I thought that was pretty decent because Blackpool Combat Club's been on a winning streak lately. Well, except for the loss to the Elite. They've been beating up everybody kind of like the Judgment Day. And get this now. Scotty Too Hotty, his real name is Scott Gardner.
Scotty Too Hotty.
And this is the latest news. Was a coach at the WWE Performance Center. He was let go, and he will now join AEW in the same capacity as an agent coach. So any comments on this AEW stuff before we go into WWE? We'll start with you, Bubba.
Well, I would just say having Scotty Too Hotty as a backstage coach is very good because he had that stuff at NXT. Those guys need some veteran leadership to get some of these matches down a little bit more because sometimes Tony Khan goes a little extreme sometimes. He's just a booker with a pen and wants to help everybody out, but sometimes you can't help that. And AEW is getting ready for that Wimbledon big giant thing overseas. And I heard some spiel that Chris Jericho versus Will Ocean Spray, I call him. That might be a match at that pay per view. I heard so.
All right, Smoking Jim.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. Don Callis is putting a lot of pressure on Chris Jericho to, for them to, combine a little bit, man. I tell you what, the biggest surprise. I'm not sure what's going on with Swerve. I was surprised that he got a good win, and then all of a sudden his group is growing. So we got to keep an eye on that.
Absolutely, Mark.
Well, I mean, when you broke it down perfectly, and I like with the way it's going. This kind of federation is so much better than watching the WWE because you never know where it's going each week. If you watch the WWE, guys, and correct me if I'm wrong, it just seems like it's weeks of storyline till you build up to a pay-per-view. And you know where it's going. And I'll give you an instant. I had a buddy that went to SmackDown the day before WrestleMania. And I said, nothing's going to happen. You're just going there to see the Hall of Fame. Sure enough, he said, you're absolutely right. And then they just build it up till you get the WrestleMania weekend in, and then that Monday they start off, with whatever happened in WrestleMania to start off a new thing to get it up to the next pay-per-view. But that's what I like about AEW, NXT and stuff. You never know where it's going from week to week. Because it's not a storyline as much as it is in the WWE. Am I right, Ralph and Bubba and Smoking Jim?
Oh, absolutely, Mark. I like AEW for the fact they do less talking and more wrestling. I can't stand all this talking that the WWE does. It ties up people to the show. And then I like the way AEW, ROH is on a high right now, I love, the only reason I love ROH so much was because I had the privilege of guarding them at one time. I was a security guard down at Stage AE for all ROH events, and I loved it. I got to even meet Tony Atlas at one point. So, all right, we have 135 people listening. I appreciate everyone listening. I know it's hot and steamy.
Well, let me chime in. I think all three of you guys are wrong, man. WWE is the NFL,
wow.
The NBA is the NHL. Everything else is arena football. Everything else is arena football, man. It's nothing like the WWE. Well, nothing even close.
Let me chime in. Bubba, you go first, and then Ralph, you can chime in, and I'll throw in a, you know, we can agree to disagree. I like it.
Sure. Well, I'll kind of agree with Smoke and Jim on the case that the WWE is the hierarchy of professional wrestling, but also AEW tells a story in the ring. WWE, you're getting maybe 2 hours and 10 minutes of actual talking and 45 minutes of wrestling lately. They'd be getting a little better, but when they showcase pay-per-views, the manias and stuff like that, WWE is by far, because they bring everybody on that pay-per-view. But like I just said before, AEW in overseas in this stadium at Wembley, this could be a game-breaker, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
yeah, Ralph, anything that...
Well, I agree with Smoke and Jim in one perspective. That, yeah, the WWE is the major leagues of wrestling. They are. But that doesn't necessarily mean their shows are correct. That doesn't necessarily mean every week the NFL brings their A game. I mean, you know, I like spring football. I like some of this other stuff that goes on during the spring, you know, and college football and stuff. Yeah, the NFL's the number one thing in football, but sometimes, you know, it gets to where you might want to watch something else or watch some other kind of football. But at least we have options in wrestling to watch a whole bunch of stuff. All right, 156 people are now watching or listening. I'm sorry. I want to talk to you right now about Hillcrest Farms in Richmond, Ohio. Contact them today, 740-346-5442, 740-632-2894. Also, hillcrestfarmsohio@gmail.com. Look, Hillcrest Farm has hay, grain, beef. Take the ride out there, up the hill from Steubenville, Ohio, 45 minutes from downtown Pittsburgh. It's not that bad of a trip. Go across that nice suspension bridge into Steubenville. It's really nice. And then you go up the hill, and you'll run right into Richmond, Ohio. It's a really nice area. And Caitlin and Taylor will take very good care of you if you head up there. Head up there, call for directions, or email them for directions. They'll give it to you. Also, don't forget about their Facebook page, Hillcrest Farm, and their website, www.hillcrestfarmsohio.com. They are now shipping, and they have a bunch of variety boxes of all kinds. And so give them a call. All right, next to WWE, guys. Here we go. Dominic Mysterio assaulted a referee at a recent event. Triple H has said that Dirty Dom could either be suspended or fired and relinquish the North American Championship from NXT. Rhea Ripley, as well, for her actions. Triple H has said he has had enough in a statement and says that he will be taking some kind of action short soon. They may even be, I don't see them on the SummerSlam card as of right now, but we're going to find out exactly what happens with this, because Triple H said he's had enough of the Judgment Day going up against the grain, changing the play at the line of scrimmage, more or less, as you would say in football. WWE wants you to stick to the script and not change the thing. It's Judgment Day's been doing that, running roughshod, beating people up, and they injured Kevin Owens. Now he's hurt, and they don't know what to do now with the tag team belts. They're either going to have Sami Zayn go out and find another partner, or they're going to have, or they're going to relinquish the belts. And now there's a rumor I just heard today from a real good source that they're going to move Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, after the belts go bye-byes, to NXT. Apparently they want to try to boost up the NXT brand with some veterans from WWE. And they think that Owens and Zayn, with their popularity, to boost up the ratings at NXT. Carlito has officially signed with the WWE, put the pen to the ink, and Brian Pillman, formerly of AEW, has officially signed with the WWE as well. And LA Knight is frustrated with what's been going on. He's been causing backstage heat, but now they're saying that LA Knight is going to be, they're going to be bringing him up some other how. I don't know what they're going to do yet. But he's not happy with WWE Creative, and he's in the back running his mouth. WWE's not real happy about that. Angelo Dawkins made a statement this week on social media. He will not stand in the way of Montez Ford if he decides to become a single competitor. And then MMA's Paul Mears is planning to come to WWE and start a feud with either Bobby Lashley or Brock Lesnar. Grayson Waller has called out The Rock for a match. We know about that pretty much. And No Mercy pay-per-view is coming back, but it'll be through the NXT brand. Owens and Zayn, as I mentioned earlier, will be going to NXT to boost up ratings. And Dexter Lumis has been a no-show for a while. The rumor has it Creative has him coming back for some purpose. All right, guys, there's your WWE news, and then we'll get into the SummerSlam card. We'll start with you, Mark.
Well, where does Pretty Deadly stay on this? That's one listener heard the comments we made about Pretty Deadly last week. Galen from Chelmsford, Massachusetts, loves the show, says, guys, I can't get enough of you guys. I know you hate the Pretty Deadly crowd. What's the deal with them, and when are they going to have a bras match? I should never figure out that outfit, Dalen and guys, what they wear out there. Man, oh, man, what is every time I see those guys, I can't think of, you know, I always think of Bo and Blake, the Beverly Brothers. But the Beverly Brothers had more of a gimmick than these guys. I don't know what your thought is with Dalen out there in Chelmsford, Ralph, Bubba,
yeah,
Smoking Jim.
It's crazy on that front there. Bubba, go ahead. You're next.
I think one of the Deadly guys is hurt for real. So I think he got hurt approximately 2 weeks ago. So I didn't like their gimmick because it just, to me, it was, I don't know, I'm just not into that. They didn't seem menacing and powerful tag. I'm all about tag team wrestling, but those guys just seem like a flash in a pan to me. So maybe they get healthy to get another run. We shall see.
Jim.
Hey, yeah, you guys said it all. But hey, this Triple H is lucky to have a job. Give me Vince McMahon all day, every day. There's no way Dirty Dom. There's no way Dirty Dom gets suspended. He's the biggest thing in wrestling right now, and he's holding a belt. The Judgment Day is getting better and better and better each and every week. The fans is not going to stand for that. So Triple H needs to stand down. There's no way they're going to allow him to shut down the biggest thing in wrestling.
Well,
can I say,
if I
can
jump
something
in
real
here.
Quick?
If, yeah, yeah. Get
oh,
in,
go ahead.
In,
go,
I,
ahead.
I,
no,
yeah.
Go ahead, Mark.
No, go, Bubba.
Well, I'm just going to say real quick, I think Triple H is getting his own medicine, Smoking Jim, from the degeneration stuff when he used to, him and Shawn Michaels used to do all that stuff.
Yeah.
So now it's just coming back into his face.
That's true.
Well, here's the thing, guys. Listen, what the hell is Dominic Mysterio wrestling in the WWE when he's got an NXT championship belt? And who the hell ever thought Sami Zayn was going to pull that from him? It wasn't going to happen. But if this guy can't, you know, it's like, you know, playing baseball in the minor leagues and bringing your, you know, home run title to the major leagues, they're looking at you and going, wait a minute, what are you talking about, man? We did that 3-4 years ago or 10 years ago. We don't care what you won there. This is the show now. And that's the same thing with Dominic Mysterio. Who cares what you did over there? You're in the WWE or you're in the NXT. Choose your poison one way or another. I am so sick and tired of this whole Judgment Day. It's unbelievable. Once Rhea Ripley leaves Ralph and Bubba and Smoking Jim, it's a downfall. You got that other guy, Finn Balor, that they don't even know what the hell to do with each and every week. One day he's happy, the other day he's mad. I mean, how many weeks in a row can you have your wallet stolen? You know, maybe you get it stolen in a month, but you don't get it stolen every week. The guy's a bitter guy, man. Bitter Balor. That's what they should call him.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you on that, Mark. He's just, it's crazy. He's out of control, and I know sooner or later the Judgment Day is going to fall here because there's going to be some dissension. I think I'm going to tell you what I believe is going to happen. He's going to be in the match with Rollins in SummerSlam. And he might win the match, or he might be down. And if he wins the match, the Priest is going to cash in the Money in the Bank when he's the champ and win the match. I mean, you know, and then become the champ that way. Because I'm hearing stories, too, that Seth Rollins has so many injuries that he might have to step away for a little bit. So we'll see. You know, we're up to 257, and I want to talk to you today about Draft 412. Draft 412 is a website that breaks down anything that's connected with a sports draft. Joe Kuglis, who has a show here on Blog Talk Radio through Mancini Media, and the on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock, and Joe runs Draft Nation. And I got to tell you, they break everything down. They have experts. I've had them on my show. I've had two of their experts on, and plus Joe's been on Smoke and Jim and I on our radio show. So get on board with Draft 412. Get on their website. Check it out. $9 a month is a subscription. They send you an e-magazine through your email, and you'll love every minute of it. All right. I want to talk about the match card for SummerSlam. Now, this is the current card right now as it stands, unless something else gets added. Roman Reigns with Paul Heyman and Solo Sikoa versus Jey Uso in a tribal combat match for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Let's start off with you, Smoking Jim.
Say that again. You were going in and out, Ralph. I'm sorry.
I said Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso in a tribal combat match for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship.
Roman Reigns all day.
Okay, Bubba.
Same. They're not dropping Roman strap. There's no way.
Oh no, not at all. Mark.
Well, you know where I'm going. I mean, Roman Reigns is going to win it. This thing's going to get bigger and bigger. There's going to be a lot of Rikishi's coming into the mix. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Nia Jax comes into this. They're going to build this thing up to WrestleMania, and that's when we might see things dropping here and people going in and acting if they can settle a strikeout here. And that's going to be where it's going to go, guys. I'm telling you, and I've told you this for a while, even on the Tampa show, Ralph, that they're not going to blow this up till at least WrestleMania, and that'll be a big one in Philadelphia.
Asuka versus Charlotte Flair and Bianca Belair, triple threat match for the title. We'll start with you, Mark.
I think Asuka keeps it. I mean, I think they're tired of Bianca Belair. She might go heel here. So, I mean, and we've seen Charlotte have it. And as much as I love Charlotte, and I know Smokin' Jim does too, I think they're going to keep it on Asuka. And then it's going to be somebody like a Neo Sky that's going to pull it from her. You know, she'll cash in, finally get rid of Bayley. I can see a Neo Sky Asuka match in the future here before the end of the year.
All right, Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor. Oh, I'm sorry, Smoking Jim, go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry, Bubba. Jeez, God, man. Wow, I'm jumping the gun here. Sorry about that, guys. Go ahead,
that's okay. The three of these ladies are the best in the business right now. It's going to be so hard for me to pick a winner because I do like them all. I think Asuka retains with Sky cashing in at SummerSlam.
Smoking Jim.
The EST of WWE cream rises to the top. Bianca wins again.
All righty, we got it all there. I think Asuka might retain, like Mark said. I believe that could be the case. I believe it's time for her to continue to move on with her title. 257 listening right now, and I want to thank everybody. Seth freaking Rollins versus Finn Balor. I take Seth Rollins in this. We'll start with you, Smoking Jim.
Ooh, man, that's going to be a tough one. But I agree with you. You know, Seth Rollins retains his title.
All right, Mark.
Oh yeah, no, Seth Rollins is going to take. No way is Finn Balor taking this thing. Definitely, he's got the cachet. He's got his song. He's got everything. I'm going with Seth freaking Rollins, Monday Night Rollins, whatever you want to call him.
Bubba,
I'm thinking long and hard on this. I'm going to say Damian Priest cost Seth Rollins the championship. Finn Balor beats him in the ring and then Damian cashes in that night.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm kind of
leaning in that direction too, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. All right, guys. Gunther versus Drew McIntyre singles match for the Intercontinental Championship. Let's start with you, Smoking Jim.
I'm sorry. What was the punt?
It was Gunther versus Drew McIntyre.
I never go against Drew with anybody. I think Drew can beat everybody, so I'm going with Drew to take the title.
All right, Bubba.
This is going to probably be the best match on the card. I like Gunther. He's going to be a future star. I'm a big, huge Drew McIntyre fan, just like Smoking Jim. I'm going to go with a double disqualification or a double count out and keep that feud going because that feud's money. As crazy as it sounds.
Mark?
Yeah, I kind of agree with Bubba on this. But you know what? Gunther's held it for quite a while. McIntyre could be the guy to take it. Anybody that's been out for a while and comes back usually gets a nice little run to take it. So if there's a gun to my head on it, I might say McIntyre wins it. I really do.
Okay, I'm taking McIntyre in this. Brock Lesnar versus Cody Rhodes. I think Cody Rhodes is going to win this match. I think that he's going to win this rubber match by Brock Lesnar. He can go, like I said, go deal with his butcher shops all across the country now that he's got going on. So let's go with you, Mark, first.
Oh, yeah. It's set up that way. No doubt about it. I got Cody Rhodes winning this. Two out of three, they've gone. And Brock's going to have to go, you know, take on a Lashley or somebody like that because it's the end of the road. I think Rhodes passes test and definitely beats him. I'm going Cody.
All right. Bubba?
I'm going to go the opposite because Cody wouldn't have a chance in hell over Brock in any type of match. And Brock is just a machine. So I'm going to go with Brock. Probably not the popular vote, but I'm going to go on the limb. Brock.
Smoking Jim.
Well, I'm a ride with the Brew Crew. I think Brock Lesnar breaks both of his arms and then starts working on his legs.
All right, this match here, this isn't going to be a match. This is supposed to be a fight. Ronda Rousey versus Shayna Baszler. Bubba, we'll start with you.
Shayna Baszler all day long.
Okay, Smoking Jim.
Rowdy Ronda, baddest woman on the planet.
All right, Mark.
I like Rousey in this one. It's payback, you know. And every time I look at Shayna Baszler, she reminds me of the guy that played in Moonraker. I'm trying to figure out if they're related. The way they wear those things in their mouth there, so I'm trying to figure out if that's his younger sister, but that's a story for another day. Now I'm going Rousey. It's payback, man. Come on.
Yeah, then she's supposed to be going bye-byes, so we'll see what happens there. All right, Logan Paul versus Ricochet. Where do we go here, guys? I'm going with Ricochet. I think Logan Paul's too overrated, and I think it's, you know, he's a part-time wrestler. He's pissing everybody off. I'm going with Ricochet. Go ahead, Mark.
I think I'm going that route, too. I think, you know, you got to get guys to stay in the company. These are part-timers. I don't think the part-timer is going to make a big impression. Yeah, he's got the mouthpiece and all that, but I think Ricochet finally gets over, and that's what they use in Logan Paul to get Ricochet over. I like Ricochet as well.
All right, Smoking Jim.
Other than freshly squeezed orange or whatever his name is, nobody got a better punch than Logan Paul. Logan Paul is one punch away from knocking anybody out, so I'm going with Logan Paul.
All right, Bubba.
I'll probably use the restroom for that break, but I'm going to go with I'm going to go with Logan Paul because Triple H likes him, and he's finally going to get a victory over Ricochet. He's just going to get a win, and I hate to say it, but they love him in the WWE higher ups.
Okay, this Friday night SmackDown we have Pablo Escobar versus Rey Mysterio for the opportunity to fight Austin Theory at SummerSlam. I think this is a ridiculous match. I thought we were going to see LA Knight in this match, but apparently that didn't happen that way. So now we're going to see those two guys. Which one do you guys pick? We'll start with you, Smoking Jim.
I'm going to go with the Hall of Famer.
All right, Rey Mysterio. Okay, Mark?
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I'll agree with Smoking Jim on that one.
Okay, Bubba?
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Rey Mysterio, and they have a Rey's going to beat him, and they're both going to raise each other's hands up, and this will be a friend thing, kind of, but I'm going to go with Rey Mysterio.
Okay, now my next prediction here for SummerSlam. Does everyone think Grayson Waller and The Rock at SummerSlam? We'll start with you, Mark.
Oh, come on. If that's, I don't think The Rock's going to waste his time with that lackey. No way.
All right,
I don't think he is.
What do you think, Bubba?
He's got nothing else to do, guys, besides lift weights right now. You know, the guy's going to be calling. He's calling him out. I think he's coming. He's coming eventually because the stuff with Roman Reigns. This is
That's where he's coming. That's where he's coming, but I don't think he's going to waste his time with Grayson Waller.
But Grayson Waller could be the future, and he's getting a little push, and they like him. I don't, but they do.
Here's the other thing. They all like L.A. Knight, and L.A. Knight was getting a push. Now he's not getting the push, so they're throwing L.A. Knight kind of on the scrap heap. You know, so it just doesn't make sense to not push L.A. Knight. And I think the WWE, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, they pushed these guys for a little bit. I saw the pushes with Keith Lee. I saw the pushes at Omos. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, well, they're out of shape. They don't work good. We had to send them to the development center in Orlando to work them. I mean, come on. And now we're seeing that with L.A. Knight. He's getting a good push, and then we pull them back. And Grayson Waller, to me, Grayson Waller, to me, is like another version of Austin Theory with an accent.
You could be right, but the thing about L.A. Knight is L.A. Knight is getting cheered by the fans, and WWE higher-ups don't want that. They're getting told that they have to push L.A. Knight. They want to do the pushing, not the fans do the pushing. That's how they are sometimes, I think. You know what I mean? They're sticky like that. You know, and it's a shame because L.A. Knight definitely is – something's in the works for sure.
Well, it reminds me of the days in the XPW when I was getting a lot of heat being a heel ring announcer, called in the office, sat down with the boss, and he said, "You're getting more heat than the wrestlers." I looked the guy in the eye, and I said, "If I'm getting more heat than the wrestlers, there's a problem here. You might want to make me a manager." and not only, but here's the thing with that. If they're the ones that are paying the freight, the fans, and they're the ones that are dictating the pace, why are we changing that up? We saw that whole thing with Roman Reigns when he was a face and they were trying to turn, you know, they didn't want to turn him heel, and the fans were asking, "Go heel, we don't like this guy." And they took their time, they did it, and, you know, the only way it worked was with the way they did it right now. With the whole, pandemic. But I don't understand the whole heat that, you know, L.A. Knight's getting. It's kind of the same thing with Alpha Academy, guys. They're getting good heat, and we're going back and forth with these, you know, mind-boggling matches with these guys.
Shoes.
Yeah.
All right, Smoking Jim.
Oh, man, I gotta agree with Mark. I just don't see The Rock coming back to Grayson Waller.
Well, you know what? He has to, guys. I mean, you know, not only is he unemployed right now from the movies, but he has to make up that $60 million he lost from XFL unless he uses it as a tax write-off, you know? So, all right, guys. We're going to get into an open comment real soon. First, I have to pay a couple more bills here, and then we'll be done. Call 412-545-4317 today. Call DJ Fun. DJ Fun, told me this weekend he has 2 gigs. He has one on Saturday and one on Sunday. And somebody made a comment on another sports show in this town, DJ Fun Who, and DJ Fun kind of took it offensive. And now he's really out there to try to, you know, conquer Pittsburgh as a DJ, as a party, wedding, and special event DJ. Give him a call today. Rates are affordable. And, you know, he will not take you to the cleaner, so give DJ Fun a call today. 15 years of experience. He's also teaming up now with DJ Billy C. And between the two of them, they have 50 years of combined experience in doing DJ work between the two of them. So you can't beat that, folks, and you can't beat the prices. So give them a call today at 412-545-4317 or 412-596-9294. Also, if anyone's interested in being a sponsor or an advertiser for this program or any programs in the RW Media, under the RW Media umbrella, the rates are advertising are affordable. You see the sponsors we have now. You can call 412-990-8448 if you're interested in talking with us about a sponsorship or advertising for all of the shows. It includes the two here on Block Talk Radio, this one, The External Bum, and it includes my two podcasts, Ralph Williams 101, The Way I See It. Also includes Sports Corner Radio on Beaver County Radio. So you get a nice little package still there for one price. And the prices are very low. So let's take a look at that. Call 412-990-8448. Thank you. And next we're going to do our top 10 and we'll get into some final thoughts. Today's top 10 is the top 10 impact wrestlers of all time by SportsCircle.com. All right, guys, let's do with this. Number 10, Jeff Jarrett. All right, let's start with you, Smoking Jim.
He's one of the top 10 what?
Wrestlers in Impact Wrestling and TNA of all time.
Yeah, he got to be in there. He got to be in the top 10.
All right, okay, Bubba.
Yeah, because he helped found it. So, yeah, he's got to be ranked somewhere.
Okay. Mark?
Yeah, he's definitely the Mount Rushmore over there, at least part of it.
All right, number 9, Abyss. All right, Mark?
I don't know if I quite have that on my Mount Rushmore. I don't know what the others think, but I don't know. I don't think so.
All right, okay, Bubba?
I think he was a great asset, being a monster in Impact and TNA, but probably not be on the Mount Rushmore for me.
Okay, Smoking Jim?
Yeah, I would have him just outside the top 10. I wouldn't have him in the top 10.
How about we say we all agree on honorable mention, but he's at number 9 with this one, but we'll say an honorable mention. Okay, number 8, Chris Sabin. Smoking Jim. Chris Sabin.
Maybe honorable mention.
All right, Bubba.
No, but if you're doing tag teams, he would be one in the tag team, but not singles.
No, not at all. I agree with you on that, Bubba. Go ahead, Mark.
I have to agree with Smoking Jim. I'm on that one. I'm you know, the way where he went. I mean, I'm just, it's kind of like you know. So I'm not a big, you know, it's kind of like Abyss.
Oh, I got some breaking news, and I'll give it to you after the top 10 that I just got. Number 7, if he stays sober, Jeff Hardy, number 7. Mark.
That's a tough one, but I like Jeff Hardy. Yeah, you got to just keep the, you know, the alcohol away from him. Yeah, I would kind of, I agree. I like Hardy. I've always liked him, the Hardy Boys.
All right, Bubba?
No. Nope, I'm sorry.
No, you don't think he should be on here?
Ooh.
No.
Wow. Okay.
No, he was great, but his personal issues cost him a lot, and that's just, he just didn't do it for me.
Okay, number 6, or I'm sorry, Smoking Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, I got him in the top 10.
Okay, number 6, Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode, Bubba.
Bobby Roode, yes. He was great, and that was his best he's ever was in Impact and DNA.
smoking, Jim.
I agree with Bubba.
Mark.
Yep, you got. I'm agreeing with Bubba too. And smoking,
all right,
Jim.
Well, that makes four of us then. So I'm good on that. I have a little bit of a problem with this one. I think this guy should be a little bit higher, or in fact, that number one, Sting at number five. Let's start with you, Mark.
God, I could think of other wrestlers, but I mean, I can go either way. That's a big one at number five. God, there's so many other good guys I'd put up. I'm not going to give him five.
Okay, Bubba.
No, I appreciate and admire Sting's accomplishment, but to me, he's always going to be the WCW guy. Not going to give him that high ranking.
Oh, wow. Okay. Smoking Jim?
Yeah. You got to put the Stinger right there.
All right, next. Mark's favorite, and Smoking Jim and a lot of our favorite wrestler. Number four, ready? We just talked about him earlier. Samoa Joe. All right, we'll start with you, Smoking Jim.
I tell you what, he can walk it and he can talk it, and he had a great career. So, yeah, I'll put him in the top ten.
All right, how about you, Bubba?
I'm going to be swaying a little bit. I'm going to agree, but it's going to be a real hard sway. He didn't get the world – I don't think he had the world championship – you know what I mean? He wasn't the higher caliber. He was just a little bit lower. But he had a lot of good showings and impact in TNA. I'll give it to him.
All right, Mark.
Oh, definitely give it to him, man. He's got the mouth. He can talk. He's got the swagger. I like Samoa Joe. And, yeah, definitely.
All right, number three, Robert Irvine's wife, Gail Kim. Let's start with you, Mark.
There's a lot of ladies, man. I don't know if she makes my, top. You know my top, man. Charlotte,
yeah. Well,
Lacey Evans, Charlotte Flair, man. I know. I could throw some more in there, too, but I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
I agree with you, Mark, because Mickie James and Madison Rain, they made some hay at Impact Wrestling as well, so not just Gail Kim. But she's at number three. I don't know why they even have her this high. Bubba?
Because they had her that high because Gail Kim, when she left WWE, went into TNA and Impact and carried that ladies' division. That was probably why they carried her so high. And I'm going to go with yeah, because she was, at that time, the measuring stick in Impact Ladies Wrestling.
So Smoking Jim?
I'm going to say no.
All right. Next, number two, Pittsburgh's own Kurt Angle. Smoking Jim.
Always. Got to have Kurt.
Bubba.
Anytime you hear his name, yeah.
Hey, he did it with a friggin' broken neck, and you got to give him props, and I'll never go against a Pittsburgher. So, Kurt Angle,
yeah.
Definitely. He had some great matches in Impact and TNA,
Oh, absolutely.
He's in.
And he was in the main event Mafia twice or three times there, All right, Mark.
How can you go against guys from Pittsburgh, boys? Come on. Yeah, definitely in, man. Think of him, Shane Douglas. I worked with him in XPW. Pittsburgh Plunge. Oh, yeah, man. Definitely put Angle in there.
Elias, Corey.
Elias, another Pittsburgh guy. The commentator on Monday Night Raw. Pittsburgh guy.
Sterling James Keenan. That was his independent name, Sterling James.
Yeah, Sterling James.
I'm trying to think.
There's a one of the women are from Pittsburgh too, if I'm not mistaken.
Right? Britt Baker's from Punxsutawney,
yeah.
Pennsylvania.
Yep. There you go.
The girl won.
I don't know if you.
Thea's from Plum High School.
Yeah,
you're right.
I thought the one that. I thought Carmella was from Pittsburgh too. No.
Well, she lived in Monroeville a little bit during the pandemic.
Right, right.
She was because her husband is.
Yeah, married.
Corey Graves. Corey Graves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you do know Corey Graves' real name is James Polinski. That's his real name.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he used to own FMW. His dad used to be a promoter.
I wonder, do you guys see him around Pittsburgh?
I've seen him during the pandemic.
Jim has.
Yeah.
Yes.
Back in the day, I did.
Hey,
I know his brother.
Hey,
I know his brother very well,
again,
Sammy.
Him or Carmella.
Yeah, his brother. Yeah, great. His brother's still wrestling, right?
Yeah, his brother's Sammy Adonis does the AAA in Mexico,
yeah.
And I had him on a show a couple times.
Sammy is
great. Sammy should be in a WWE or AEW. He's that good.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. But, yeah, man, I don't know if Corey can put any more tattoos on himself, man. They're going to have to go in front of his face.
All right, guys, we got 445 people listening, and we're almost to 500 here. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. And number one, top 10 Impact wrestler of all time, AJ Styles.
Oh,
Bubba,
yeah.
Start off with you.
Oh, that's unanimous. He's the number one. There's no doubt.
All right, Mark.
Phenomenal one, baby. Yeah, he's.
Oh yeah.
You know they say. You know what they say is he's the most devoted guy in that business. Really, he's such a great guy. They say, and it's nice to see what he's doing. I don't know what they're doing with that whole OC thing and stuff, but you know, I know he's had the battles with Karrion Kross there, and that'll get moved on here shortly. But AJ Styles, man, one hell of a wrestler, man. You gotta like him.
Hey, Smoking Jim, go ahead.
So, Mark, what you're saying is almost didn't make AJ Styles, huh?
Yeah. Well, first of all, almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Yeah,
hand
grenades.
And secondly, the OC is like what Pink Floyd would say, and How I Wish You Were Here, we're two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl. So, you know, there you go. Yeah, so that's the OC. All right, guys, we're going to go around the table here. Final thoughts for the night. We got 8 minutes left in the show. Or anybody wants to do a rant, Smoker Jim, we'll start with you.
Well, I tell you what, my Super Bowl prediction almost came to a halt today when Joe Burrow's got carted off, but hopefully it's just a calf injury and the Cincinnati Bengals can have that magical season. Everybody's been wanting from them.
Okay, Bubba.
I'm gonna stick with the wrestling. I feel that Tara Valkyrie is a great performer, but she's not getting her just due. She's just getting whipped every place she's ever at. I know she's the wife of Johnny Nitro, but she has great abilities. Last night she wrestled Britt Baker and she lost in a submission. So Valkyrie just has the abilities to be a woman's champion, and I don't know why they don't give her the ball in higher federations and let her carry it. So that was my rant.
All right, Mark.
Well, I'll tell you, mine is more or less the Penguins, man. You need a goalie in there. You gave a lot of money to Tristan Jarry and Casey DeSmith, man. Let's get somebody that can stay consistent in the nets. We've shorn up the defense, man. Do what it takes to go get a Hart from Philadelphia, Hollenbeck from Winnipeg, or a local kid out here in my neck of the woods and Gibson from Anaheim. Bring somebody in there so we can get the days of Barrasso and Fleury and Murray. We lack that. Hopefully it won't be a long year for the Pens.
All right, guys. My rant for today is it is in regards to wrestling. I think the WWE needs to do something with their creative division. They need to start pushing some of these wrestlers. They got too many guys in the back burner. And I have to admit, Tony Khan's doing it right. He's got ROH on his side. He's got, the new Collision show. He has the Friday Night show, and then he has Dynamite. So all those shows, Tony Khan is able to take his wrestlers and put them in place and do something with everybody. now that he has all them shows. I wish WWE would start doing that and start getting some of these people. If you can't put them in place, then release them. Let them go somewhere else and do their thing. You know, I would rather work for AEW because at least I could go to MLW. I can go to wherever and Impact and work and not be bonded to WWE. You know, and I think WWE needs to do a better job. They got Brian Pillman Jr. coming. Now, I'd like to know what they're going to do with him. They need to fire Bray Wyatt. There's a lot of things that they need to do to fix this WWE and get some of this stuff going. That's my final rant for the night. Mark?
Well, as we wind
all
the
right.
show down,
yeah.
and let everybody know how they can get a hold of you till we reconvene Saturday on the Eternal Bum. That's an early rise, 9:30 in the
yeah,
morning
have...
in Pittsburgh, 6. Yeah, we're losing a
yeah,
couple guys, but we pick up a couple guys.
Yeah, Joe Kuglis will not be joining us this Saturday. He has other obligations, but his friend JT Toth from Draft 412 will join us. Also, Scott Morgenroth has been added to the team. And so the External Bum every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Bums in Sports, I'll have one, as I always do, and everyone else will have a bum as well. And we'll be talking some sports things as well. Breaking news, I just got Buff Bagwell was arrested for driving under the influence, reckless driving, and he almost hit a police car. So Buff Bagwell.
Jesus.
Buff Bagwell.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
Yep. So that's breaking news I have.
I just saw him a couple weeks ago do a debate show on YouTube. He was
there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you can't take the Jack Daniels with you. You got to leave it at the bar.
I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Call an Uber like Bob Huggins didn't do.
Yeah, I mean, all the money in the world. Come on, Buff. I mean, let's not act like a buffalo here, man. Come on, you call an Uber, man. They can fit you in that car, man. Come on. Dude, you get a DUI, now you got to go through the whole school. It's going to cost you probably $12,000. You got to go get a lawyer. You got to do all this picking up stuff on the freeway at 95. I don't know. Who knows what you're going to have to do, man? But that's
terrible.
Unbelievable.
Terrible.
You don't win on that one, man. Now that fifth cost you triple whatever it would cost you now. Unbelievable, Buff Bagwell. Hey, Ralph, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, man. You're across the boards, Tampa, Pittsburgh. You're on the Eternal Bum. So blessed to have you and tearing up Pittsburgh with Smoke and Jim Frazier there as well and Bubba and everybody, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I want to thank Bubba for having me on last night, first of all. And second of all, I always want to thank you as well, Mark, and Smoke and Jim Frazier for being my co-host on Sports Corner. I love every minute of it. September 5th, Beaver County Radio. I'm working on a special two-hour edition of Steeler Start of the Season show. And Bubba's going to be on. I'm going to try to have Rachel DePaulo on, Luther Dupree, and a few other people. And we're going to debate about the Steelers. I'm trying to work on a two-hour show. So we'll see how that goes for September 5th. So that'll get your school season started after Labor Day. And you could digest all the hamburgers and hot dogs. So anyway.
Yeah, I'd like to get on that one with you, man.
Season.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Also, you can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com. You can get a hold of me on Facebook, Twitter. Also, you can get a hold of me on LinkedIn and my YouTube channel. And my shows are Monday night, the way I see it, 7 p.m. on platforms of YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter. And then Wednesday night, 10:30 p.m., I'm on with Peter Blake and Mark. And we do Turnbuckle Talk at 10:30 on the Sports Web, brought to you by Amped Up Sports. And then on Thursday night we're here doing Wrestle Talk and with Bubba, Smoke and Jim, Mark, and myself. And then at 9 p.m. every Thursday night now I am on with Scott Morgenroth on the Fire Up Show every Thursday at 9:00. And then on Saturday morning 9:30, the External Bump Podcast. And don't forget Tuesday 5 to 6 p.m. Beaver County Radio. Take it from there, Smoke and Jim.
Instagram. Smoking Jim Frazier. Facebook, Jim Frazier.
Mama.
BBB77.official@gmail.com. You can get a hold of me at Brewer_Bubba on Twitter, and you guys can hit like and subscribe to the Triple B Experience. It's on YouTube, Spotify, and Facebook. Talk Pittsburgh Steelers, wrestling, pulp culture. It's an entertaining time, guys. Thank you so much for being on the show. I enjoy all three of you. Thank you so much. It's
well,
honor
I
did,
we enjoy you as well as that, man. And for the three of us back there in the burg, yours truly in sunny L.A., we're at 107. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. The Four Horsemen battling in the burg. Till then, catch the archive version of blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Have a blessed and safe week. Talk to you next week.
Have a good one. 506.